This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How many times do I have to say this? When it comes to money, there are no guarantees. There is always, always an element of risk, except in one area, or so we thought. Marketplace regular and Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan joins us now. Alan, thank you for coming in to explain this.
Good morning, David.
After all these years of covering money in markets, you thought you had identified one fail-safe investment. What was this instrument?
Forever stamps.
Like from the post office?
Like from the post office.
Right. The stamp with no denomination, always and forever, until the universe pulls back on itself and shrinks everything into a black hole. That forever stamp would be good for the postage on a first-class letter, but no?
Well, yes, except now for the first time in almost 100 years, it looks like the price of a first-class letter could drop.
Oh, wait. So the cost of mailing it could drop. Why?
It's a strange, complicated, regulatory thing. Basically, on April 10th, unless something happens between now and then, the price of a first-class stamp is going to drop to 47 cents from 49 cents, where it's been since January of 2014.
And you get stuck with these stinking forever stamps that cost you 49 cents. And what, if you, each time you use it, potentially, you'd lose 2 cents?
Right. You have lost the opportunity to pay 47 cents to mail something.
How many of these stamps are you using in a month, my friend?
Well, not very many, but I still use some. And I have about 150 of these things in my house, because I don't want to have to go wait online in the post office.
Yeah, and I buy them one at a time, which is probably not smart. But is there a lesson here for us in the possibility that mailing might get cheaper, therefore you'd be overpaying if you used it forever?
Yeah, the lesson I've learned is that just when you think you have figured something out, you realize that nothing is forever.
You know, Alan, you no longer have to be dead to be on a U.S. stamp. I vote for an Alan Sloan stamp because you, sir, are a first-class kind of a guy.
And we have to think outside the envelope.
All right. We'll stop now. Mr. Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Dave.
No, we won't stop now. That's why we call him a Washington Post columnist.